I haven't.
Oh, so you have it?
We have a version of it.
Right.
Now, yesterday we discussed the machlokes between Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan about chotzer mishum yad, chotzer mishum shlichus. What does it mean, chotzer mishum shlichus? Ostensibly, chotzer is a yad, it's not a shliach. And then we began our discussion about ein shlich l'dvar avera. The Gemara is going to give two answers to the question of ein shlich l'dvar avera in the case of a ganav who steals the object through his chotzer. And if we hold chotzer mishum shliach, then how could that chotzer operate ein shlich l'dvar avera? The Gemara gives two answers. We have Ravina and Rav Sama, and the nafkaminas we'll get to today, mitzvah. However, as far as ein shlich l'dvar avera as a concept is concerned, we wanted to go through a few of the highlights here in this sefer called Otzer Mefarshei HaTalmud. So what I'm asking you to look for, if you possibly find it, is a page that starts Tuf Samaches. Now again, if you notice, the page is divided into two. In this case, we're on the left side of the page, and you'll see a number called Tuf Samaches. So let me know if you have it. Jeff, you don't have it? John, you have it?
Yes.
What about you, Yosef? Do you have such a page? Tuf Samaches. Yeah, you probably have it. Okay. So again, I'm going to do a lot of reading, and hopefully as we go along, we'll highlight it. But I need to do the reading, and I apologize for that, just to jolt my memory. He says, Yesh Sovrim, Shali Achar Shalomdim, She'ein Shliach L'dvar Avera, Migzeres HaKosuv. So this is the Gemara in Kiddushin that has what we call Shnei Ksuv Mabon Kechad Ein Malamdim from Tficha Mechira and Me'ila. Yishuv Ein Tzarch B'Svaras Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud. We don't need this Svara because the Gemara only suggested that Svara before it had the Alfus and the Gzeres HaKosuv. And the Ritva adds here that Af B'Mokum Shalosh Shayeches Svaras Divrei Mishomim is Amrinon Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. So let's ask the following question. Reuven appoints Shimon as his Shliach to do an Avera. Shimon is unaware of the fact that it's an Avera. He simply doesn't know. He doesn't know it's Shabbos today. He doesn't know this is Me'ila. He doesn't know the law. He was never taught the law. He's a shogeg. Now, if you're going to tell me that the reason why Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera is because the Shliach is certainly self, you know, he's an independent agent. He has his own challenge and his own decision with his own freedom. And he knows that this is an Avera. For example, the Meshaleach is going to realize that the Shliach doesn't have any commitment to do this action because he's going to listen to Divrei Harav. Then in a case where the Shliach is unaware of the Avera, what would you say? Yesh Shliach L'Avera, Ein Shliach L'Avera. There's a 50% chance to get it right. So, if Divrei Harav and Divrei Talmud is the reason why the Meshaleach is not relying on the Shliach, and that undermines the shlichus, that's only if the shliach is aware of the avera. In the case of a shogeg, then we should say yesh shlich l'dvar avera. But now is saying something totally different. Now is saying that ein shlich l'dvar avera is not based on divrei harav, divrei talmud as a svara, but rather it's based on the alfusa, and therefore it's going to apply even in the case of shogeg. So that if you send a shliach for a dvar avera and the shliach is unaware of the fact that it's an avera, we're going to apply the principle of ein shliach l'dvar avera, and the shaleach is not going to be held responsible for the action of the shliach, and that's because of the alfusa, because we're no longer within the svara of divrei harav. And who says this? That I'm telling you, this is the Ritva. Now he quotes a Noda B'Yehuda. We touched on it yesterday. Let's see it inside today. Ein hasvar shel divrei Rav divrei Talmud tam ledin ein shlich l'dvar avera. El rak siba she'ein lilmod shlichus l'dvar avera mishlichus b'truma uvekodshin. So it works like this. The Torah was mechadish shlichus in the parash of Truma. It says atem gam atem l'rabbal shluchachim or kodshim, where one person could shech the Korban Pesach on behalf of an entire chabura, or even on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Once the Torah taught me shlichus, I should apply it everywhere, umetum, as we say, and therefore we should apply it even to the case of what? Of a dvar avera. So we need some sort of svara to limit the application of this derivation of shlichus. Everybody have that? Mm-hmm. So you start at point A. A means we have a derivation from Truma, from Kodshim, that there is an entity called Shlichus. Now at point B, I want to expand that to include even a Dvar Avera. And point C, we have a Svara that tells me we shouldn't apply Shlichus to a Dvar Avera. But once we have that Svara, then basically we've taken a Dvar Avera out of the parish of Shlichus. So when the Torah says in Truman and Kodshin that there is Shliach, the exclusion to that is going to be a Dvar Avera. And therefore, as we said before, Ein Lilmo Bihem El B'Mokum She'ein Avera, that we're not going to learn Shlichus and apply it based on Truman Kodshin to a case where there is an Avera. So that's based on the Svar of Divrei Rav. But the Svar of Divrei Rav is only a Gili Milsa to limit and restrict Shlichus. And this is the thesis of the Noda B'Yehuda of Rav Landa. Now, once we have the Noda B'Yehuda, we go back to the Tosfos Shanz and the Ritva that we mentioned earlier, and we shed a light that now there's a new halacha which is an absolute halacha, and applies even when there's no Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, and that is Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera. That the entire Chiddush of the Parsha Shlichus was not formulated by the Torah to apply in the case of a Dvar Avera. And what's going to be the Nafkabina Rabosai between what we're saying now and the Svar of Divrei Rav? If we drop Divrei Rav, what's going to be the Nafkabina? Shogeg. Okay, everybody have that? Well, the Shliach is a Shogeg.
Shogeg.
Yeah, Shogeg, sorry. Okay, so far we're doing okay. Now let's fast forward to page Tav Samach Tes, because I want to show you something here, a chiddush from the Nesivos. Yesh sovrin, shetam shel divrei rav divrei Talmud nishar af lemaskona. Sheyochalam shalech lomar shechoshav, he anticipated shashliach lo yishma lo, but rather he would listen to the divrei rav. So what would you say according to this presentation of the Nesivos in the case where the Shliach was a Shogeg? Yei Shliach L'Dvar Avera. You have that? So there's a tremendous nafkamina here between the Tosfos Shanz and the Ritva on one side of the equation, and the way it's understood by the Noda B'Yehuda, and the Nesivos on the other side of the equation. Whereas according to the first Deya, there is no such thing as Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. I don't care whether there's Divrei Rav or there's no Divrei Rav. Leave out the Svara. We have now a solid basis in the Torah that there's no Shlichus in L'Dvar Avera. According to the Nesivos, on the other hand, in a situation where the Divrei Rav doesn't apply, then Yesh Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. Because the Nesivos argues that even after the maskana, the sugya, we still are bound by the svara. So Divrei Rav now is a svara to pater up the mishaleach. But if you ask me, forget about the mishaleach, whether the shlichus is operative or not, the answer is we're going to derive from a pasuk, which is the shnei ksuvim abam keachad, that there's no shlichus in a maisa avera. So the action of the shliach is not miyuchas. It's not. It doesn't relate to the mishaleach. So again, you could ask the Nesivis the following question, but I think we now have an answer to this question. Why does the Nesivis insist that the Svar of Divrei HaRav is still meaningful even after the Maskanas HaGemara, when we have Yalfusa to teach me that ain't Shlich Dvar Ver? The answer is there are two different dimensions here. The Divrei HaRav is going to tell us why the Mishalech is Potter. And the Yalfusa is going to tell me why the Maisa of the Shliach is not related to the Mishalech. So the Ptur of the Mishalech is, you know, he has a right to say a tiny Ptur. I never thought he would listen to me. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? He has a higher authority. He's going to listen to the Almighty through Divrei HaRav. Okay, that's a good idea. But what happens if I tell you that Shlichus should operate, and therefore you're considered the Oses HaMaisa because Shlucho Shalom Kimosa? So you're going to tell me, oh, I have all sorts of ethical reasons why I shouldn't be held liable. I didn't anticipate, I didn't expect him to listen to me. He's a free agent, he should listen to his master and not to me. Those are all very nice, defense arguments. So if we wanted to hire a defense attorney, and he was talking in front of the, you know, he's giving a presentation to the jury in order to evoke their compassion, so you could say, well, this guy is not to be held responsible. You know, he sent his kill men to his men to kill, but he thought, well, they wouldn't do it. They're not going to listen to me. That's very nice. But that's only on a level of compassion and ethics. On a level of halach in a legal sense, is shlucho shalom kimosa, you, my friend, sent a shliach, and that shlichus is operative, and you are the bala maisa. So if you did the maisa, don't give me all your excuses and all your explanations. Well, I didn't anticipate this, and I didn't anticipate that. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud. So for that, I need the Alfusa to tell me that there's no shlichus here. Now please fast forward for a moment to the paragraph that starts Yesha Hisbiru, the very next paragraph. And if you look at the footnotes, he's quoting the Binyan David. Everybody knows who the Binyan David is, except for me. Anyway, the Binyan David says the following. Yesha is biru be soda dover she ein shlich dvar veir mitam divrei HaRav divrei HaTalmud divrei Yishomim she ha-maisa einu nechshav ke nasa ha-maisa mikoach ha-mishaleach. In other words, the fundamental principle of that underlies shlichus is that the action is being done mikoach ha-mishaleach. He's the one who's giving, he's giving the orders, he's giving the commands. Ela ke nasa mibachiras ha-shaliach u-miritzono. This undermines shlichus, because what are you telling me about shlichus? Shlichus means I'm acting on your behalf. No. I'm acting on my own behalf. Because of the bechira, in a case of an avera, the shliach is doing the action mirtzono. Shebedavar avera, in a case of an avera, ein derech, we don't assume that yishma lechavero, that he's doing it because his friend implored him or influenced him to do it. Shrei olav lishmolu divrei HaRav. He's got bechirach of shit. He has to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore, b'dibra b'shalech levad lo nigmar mini hashlichus. Because mini hashlichus means that the shliach is doing it mikoach hamshalech. Uksha'osa shliach lo nasase ha'peula mikoach shlichus. I'm very, very impressed. I don't know who the Binyan David is, but if I met him, I would ask him for his autograph on the Sefer, if he gave me a copy of the Sefer. I mean, pay him for it. Beautiful Svara. Let's go over this Svara. He's saying that the Yesod of Shlichus is that the Shliach is operating on behalf of the Mishaleach because the Mishaleach is influencing him and impacting on him to act on his behalf, on behalf of the Mishaleach. That can't be true in the case of the Dvar Avera. And that's the purpose of Divrei HaRav. You cannot say that through this minu you have influenced this person to act on your behalf. The person is not acting on your behalf. He's got to make his own decision. And he has a free choice. Is he acting because you sent him, or is he acting because he made that decision? So for example, you send him to burn down somebody's haystack. So he has to decide whether he's going to do that action or not. He doesn't have a right to say, well, I'm only following orders.
And this, by the way, can be understood on two levels, on a psychological level and on a halachic level. On a halachic level, it means that this is the definition of shlichus, to define the shliach as doing a maisa that was set into motion by the mishaleach. On a psychological level, it means that a person cannot claim obedience. You know, I'm just doing it because he told me to do it. That's not an excuse. You know what I'm talking about? Have you taken psych 101, the first introduction
Milgram.
To psych? Milgram, excellent. So he gave the guy electric shocks. You know, every time he got the wrong answer. Why? Because they told him you're part of an experiment. So he puts on the white gloves of a lab technician, and they keep telling him until finally, because they have actors over there, they're making believe that they're dying from the electric shocks, and he goes up to 250 volts. And unfortunately, that's the tragedy of America. Very few people in America would refuse to be part of such an experiment. They think, well, this is part of a scientific experiment for the sake of science. I could kill somebody for the sake of science. And this was done at the time, you know, after the Nazis that they tried to show. The Nazis were excused. I was just following orders and so forth and so on. But that's on a psychological level. On a halachic level, it means that you are not operating as a shliach on behalf of the mishaleach because you cannot do so. And again, this has to do with what we call onshin, with what we call moral responsibility. Because to say that the mishaleach is morally responsible and he's going to be punished for the act of the shliach, the halacha says that doesn't apply in averos because the shliach is not acting on your behalf, he's making the decision on his own. Now let's get to Ravina. This is the last paragraph on page Tuf Ayin. Ravina says that you need a bar chiyuva. So first we're going to take Rashi, and then we're going to see some of the other commentaries. Yesha Kosvu, this is Rashi. Shel Ravina, hatam hu mishum divrei Rav v'divrei Talmud. That Ravina is operating with Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud. That's not going to be too good if I hold like the Tosfos Shans that this was just a Hamamin of the Gemara, the Maskana. We don't accept Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud. But it could reflect the Shita of the Ritva, the Not Yehuda, that even the Maskana, we still accept Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud. And that we saw here in the paragraph on page Tuf Samach Tes V'yesh Sovrim, that even in Maskana we operate with Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud. Kishe'eno bar chiyuva lo shayach tam zeh v'chayv ha-mishaleach. That what's mafkia the shlichus is not simply because it's an avera, that person would not undermine the shlichus. But the mishaleach does not anticipate that the shliach would fulfill his shlichus. Why? Because the shliach is doing an avera. But let's say if the shliach is not doing an avera, let's say a kohen sends a Yisrael, and the Yisrael is allowed to be a kaddish the grusha, that's totally neutral, then yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Because once again, we assume, and the mishaleach should assume, that the shliach under those circumstances would fulfill his shlichus. Again, how that's going to square with a woman who is sent as a shliach to steal something, I don't know, but at least we get the concepts down. So if you take a look at footnote number 127, he has a whole list of achronim here, including the Chsam Sofer, Chsan Sofer, I should say, right? And they all interpret this as the Shita of Rashi. But the Yesha Hosef Lefiz Eshel Maskonas HaGemar B'Kedushin Shalomdim Ein Shliach B'Gzeres HaKosef is Af Shogeg Ein Shliach L'Dvar Veira. Af Shaloshayach Sforas Divrei Harav is Lokayomim Divrei Ravina. V'Gam Kishe'eno Bar Chiyuva Omrim Ein Shliach L'Dvar Veira. Wow. So if we go with the Sheet of the Tosfos Shans that we saw before, then we cannot accept Ravina. Because Ravina is based on Divrei Harav and Divrei HaTalmud. And therefore, we're going to assume Ein Shliach L'Dvar Veira even in the case where the Shliach is a Shogeg.
the Yeshe Kasu. Now here we have another approach. So until now we've been assuming that you have to categorize Ravina under Divrei Rav as a Svara. But Yeshe Kasu She'ein Tamo Shel Ravina as the Svara. Whoa, this is going to be radical. So we're going to turn now to page Tuf Ayin Aleph. Do you have that? No, we didn't photocopy that?
No.
Oh, we did.
Maybe we did, but I don't have it.
Oh. So I'll read it to you out loud. He says, Ella Halimud mi chatzer. Now, we have the case of chatzer. And chatzer operates as a kinyan, even in the case of an avera. So we have the case of Gneva. We can have other cases called Shlichus Yad. He says, Mizesha Gilsa Torah Sheyesh Lichud Varver Bishlichus Yad Ubitvichu Mechira Yodim Anusha Ein Lilma Michotzer Sheyesh Lichud Varver. Avalamisha Eino Barchiuva Efsha Kain Lilmod Michotzer Share Mishlichus Yad Vitvicha Ein Lilmod Ksheino Ben Chiuva Shal Yidei Ze Ein Shneik Suvim Shaosam Tzrichim Leben Chiu. So let's try to understand. This is again the Noda B'Yehuda, and he's offering a possibility that Ravina is also operating with Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera as a Yalfusa, as a separate Gzeres HaKosu. And he says that in the case of Shlichus Yad and Tvicha, let's just think. Then he's going to apply the principle of Yesh Shlich L'Dvar Avera. Oh, I see. So again, we're caught in a certain bind over here, because Chatzer, in the case of Gneva, seems to indicate that Yesh Shlich L'Dvar Avera, because we're holding now that Chatzer Mitam Shlichus is Rabbani. We also have the cases of Shlichus Yad and Tvicha. In all these cases, the Torah says that there is Shlichus, and the Meshaleach will be Chayav.
He's saying that the Tvicha and the Chira are cases that will limit the application of the Shlichus Yad only to those cases, because the Torah mentioned those cases. But for Bar Chiyuv, but for any Bar Chiyuv, they're not limited by that, because it's a Chatzer to teach you Yesh Shlichus L'Avera, so now there is Shlichus L'Avera for Eino Barchiyuv learning out from Chatzah.
Right, so we go beyond Shlichus Yad and Tvicha. We're out there in the world at large, and we want to know in general, shall we derive from Shlichus Yad and Tvicha that Yesh Shlichus L'Avera? And the answer is, we're only going to derive it in that one case with Zlab Barchiyuv because of Chatzah.
Right.
So he says that although in the case of Chatzer, we do have Shlichus L'Dvar Avera in the case of Gneva. But however, that's only because Chatzer is a Lav Bar Chiyuva. And that we could derive from Chatzer. Now, you might ask me, well, why don't we derive from Shlichus Yad and Tvicha Mechira that in all cases, Yesh Shlichus L'Dvar Avera? And the answer is, Shnei Ksuv Avam Kechrein Malamdu. So we go beyond the Shnei Ksuv Avam Malamdim, and we're out there in all the other cases, and we're going to pinpoint one category of a case where Yesh Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. We're not going to be able to learn that from Shlichus Yad and Tvicha Mechira because Shnei Ksuvim Avam Kechrei Malamdim, but we could derive it from Chatzer. Because Chatzer is an Alav Bar Chiyuv. So the Noda B'Yehuda wants to gain something from this, and he wants to say that we don't have to introduce Divrei Rav and Divrei Talmud. We can go with Yalfusas. I'm going to say that the Shnei Ksuv Avam Kechrei Malamdim is going to teach us that there's no Shlich L'Dvar Avera. However, we still have to deal with Chatzer. And that's where Ravina comes up with his insight that in the case of Chatzer, since he's a La Bar Chiyuva, or it is a La Bar Chiyuva, therefore Yesh Shlich L'Dvar Avera. Hence, Ravina is right. Not based on Svara. We don't have to say a word or whisper a word about Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. And there will be a Shlich L'Dvar Avera in a case of a Lav Bar Chiyuv. And that's going to be derived from Chatzer.
So it's interesting, you know, when we read Ravina, intuitively what pops into our head is Divrei Rava, Divrei HaTalmud. But now we're saying something totally different, that forget about Divrei Rava, Divrei HaTalmud. All we have is Gzeiros HaKosuv. But the Gzeiros HaKosuv is going to teach me that although there's a Gzeiros HaKosuv through Shnei Ksuvim HaBam Kach Bam that says Ein Shliach HaDvar, there's also Gzeiros HaKosuv that there is Shliach HaDvar. And how are we going to reconcile this? By telling me that Chotzer is a case of a La Bar Chiyuv. Now I'm just wondering if that could help us at all with the Havamina of this Gemara about Isha. Let me just think. Everybody think alone for a second. In the case of an Isha, see, it's interesting because Chotzer obviously is not a bar das. You know, it's not freedom. So there's no freedom in a chotzer, right? So if you're operating with Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud, then you know then chotzer really is nothing more than a case of somebody or something that cannot have an avera. You know, the whole concept of avera is inapplicable. So, you know, we're not going to say Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud. But yet, in the case of an Isha, where she has a lav of Gzela, we're going to assume Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud. And yet the Gemara has a Havamina that Yesh Lichud Varver in the case of an Isha. But now if we completely bracket Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud, and now we work within the framework of Chotzer as a Malamed, I mean, Chotzer is going to teach us if and when there is Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So now we can ask ourselves the question, since Chotzer is an Eino Bar Chiyuva, would we derive from Chotzer that every other case of an Eino Bar Chiyuva like Chotzer lends itself to shlichus? Now I don't know if I made any dent over here. Let me just try one more time. What I'm suggesting is the following. In our intuitive understanding of Ravina, we're dealing with Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud. If that be the case, it's very difficult to justify the Havamina of the Gemara that there should be shliach l'dvar aveira in the case of a woman vis-a-vis gzeil, kneiv. Simple, divrei rav, divrei talmud. She's included l'kol onshin shebat Torah, hishvah kosuv, and therefore, how can we expect that she would violate the divrei rav? But if according to the Nodav Yehuda, Ravina is not operating with divrei rav. It's not our intuitive understanding of Ravina. But he's operating, like we saw before in various Rishonim, that l'maskana we don't have divrei rav. And Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is all based on Limudim. So we have one Limud that says Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That's from Shlichus Yad and Tvicha Mechira. And now we have another Limud that says Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira in the case of Chotzer. And that's derived from the Parsha of Gneva. So how do we reconcile this? Ravina says, let's reconcile it by creating two categories. There's one category called a Bar Chiyuv, and there's another category, it's a Lav Bar Chiyuv. And what Chotzer is telling me is that if you have somebody who's a Lav Bar Chiyuv, then there will be Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. You know, once we come up with this Limud, with this Yalfusa, I don't have to ask questions, well, you know, she's included in the Lav of Gzela, she's obligated to Divrei Rav, that's our first commitment, she's going to operate on her own. All that is out now, because we're no longer in the mode, in the perspective of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud. So now we're looking at the Yalfusa from Chotzer, and what is Chotzer telling me? Chotzer is telling me that a Lav Bar Chiyuva has Shlichus. I no longer have to ask the question of svara. You know, will the person, the shliach, fulfill the shlichus, not fulfill the shlichus, his responsibility, his freedom of choice, all that, you know, you can shelve that. All I have to know is, what are the parameters of chotzer? What's dumya de chotzer?
If it's Dumi the Chatzin, then there is Shlichus. And what is Chatzin? Chatzin is the prototype of Lav Bar Chiyuva. So it means that through the Chatzer, I or the Baal Chatzer could what's the word I want to use? Could receive? No, not that, that's not a good word. Could be subject to chiyuvin, but the Chatzer itself is never subject to chiyuvin. And that's an exact parallel to the situation of Isha. Why? Because the Gemara thinks that in the case of Isha, the Baal, if he sent her to do the shlichus, he could be subject to the chiyuv, and she, like a chotzer, operating on behalf of the Baal, could now set up the chiyuv of the Baal, just like a chotzer, in the case of Geneva, could set up the chiyuv of the Gan.
Did you apply that to any case under the sun?
Wait, just give me one more second, if you like. I just want to make sure I understand what I'm saying, right? But in the case of an Isha, since she herself, like the Chatzer, that's the key word, Dumi the Chatzer, does not have a Chiyuv, therefore she can precipitate a Chiyuv on behalf of someone who sent her to operate as that person's Shliach. So that in the case of a Chatzer, now we can apply that to the case of an Isha, the Chatzer can serve as the shliach to set up the chiv to the Baal HaChatzer. Why? Because the Chatzer is not a bar chiyuva. The Chatzer can never take the chiv on its own, but rather it serves as a conduit to pass on that chiv to the Baal HaChatzer. That's exactly parallel to the case of an Isha.
Why?
Because the Isha herself could never be chayuv. So therefore she can serve as a shliach to pass on the chiv as a conduit to the one who sent her as the shliach. Just like in my chatzer. Right? I don't want to say my because I don't want to be accused of gneva. But let's say Reuven owns the chatzer and he steals something from Shimon through his chatzer. The chatzer now, according to this man, the Yom Reish Lakish, serves as a shliach such that now Reuven owning the chatzer will be chayav for the act of the chatzer. The chatzer is operating on behalf of Reuven to generate a chiyuv gneva on Reuven. The chatzer itself is completely exonerated.
Why is the woman completely exonerated?
Because we're learning from chatzer that any time you're a shliach on behalf of someone else and you don't have the chiyuv, you now can serve as a shliach to set up the chiyuv to the mishaleh. That's what we're learning from chatzer.
We're talking about gneva, right? What is she sent to do again? Gneva.
Right.
But she has an Isha Gneva on her own.
Then
why should it be just an Isha and an Eva? Why can't it be a Geber? Why can't it be a man? If he's also acting as a Shliach for someone else, you can say he's also not in the parish of Chiyuv because he's passing it on to the Mishaleh. But the Gemara didn't give it.
No, what I'm saying now is that a man could be a Bar Chiyuv in Gneva. A woman could never be a Bar Chiyuv in Gneva.
Because she can't do the Tashlumen?
Correct.
Oh, because of that?
Right. No, I'm not. I didn't mean to change that. If I gave you the impression I was changing that variable, no, I didn't mean to say that. I'm saying not that she's a La Bar Chiyuv in the sense of the Avera, because again, that brings us back to Diriya Rav and Diriya Talmud, and I don't anticipate that she would listen to me as a Talmud when she has to listen to a higher authority, to the Rav. All that is gone now, because again, the Note of Yud is assuming that Ravina accepted the Maskanas HaGemara, that the din of Ein Shlichus Dvaraver is derived from Sukkot. But now we have a contradiction, because on the one hand, the Torah is telling me through Shlichus Yad and Tvicha that Ein Shlichus Dvaraver. On the other hand, the Torah is telling me through Chatzer that Yesh Shlichus Dvaraver, because we're holding that the Chatzer is operating as a Shliach according to Reish Lakish. So what is the Torah telling me? That the Chatzer itself is never Chayav. So you can't, let's say, for example, you were the Nignav, you can't sue the Chatzer to Bezdin and have the Chatzer pay you, but the Chatzer can now be a Shliach on behalf of someone else, and the Baal HaChatzer will have to pay you. And that's the Ganav in this case. So too, if I define the Isha as a Chatzer, where's the Isha Dumyu the Chatzer? Because she's a La Bar Chiyuva. You could never sue her in a court of law and hold her culpable or for the compensation of Gneva, so now she can become a Shliach to pass on the Chiyuv of Tashlume Gneva to the Baal HaChatzer. All I'm trying to point out is that what the Note of is opening up for us is a possibility of so to speak, rising to a level of abstract definitions. We're no longer in the Blata
and limited by the svara of Divrei HaRav. Because as long as you're going to be influenced by Divrei HaRav and operating with that premise of svara, I don't believe that you can justify the Gemara's Havamin accusing Ravina of saying that the woman is now a shliach for the one who sent her simply because she doesn't have to pay. So who cares whether she doesn't have to pay? But Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud.
But if a woman is not married and she doesn't have any parents, for instance, can she be brought into court of law to pay for a gift?
Correct.
So a woman,
or if he divorces her, if she was never married.
So a woman can be in the pasha. Correct. In a situation where she's not in the pasha,
right.
Then.
Exactly.
So if you can find a pasha for a man where he's not in the pasha, I think we mentioned the other day where we have Kimberly Durame, right? Is there something that should prevent him being paying off? Couldn't that be another example?
You mean if he steals on Shabbos?
Something like that.
So let's say he stole through his chutz on Shabbos, and now he violates the kinyan of. He violates the malacha of Hotzah. Right, so the Gemara says, Kim Levi the Rami, that he doesn't have to pay for the Geneva. And now you're asking, what would be if he was a Shliach?
If he was a Shliach.
Oh, let's think about this. What would be if a man was a Shliach to steal something on Shabbos in such a way that he would incur a Chiv Malacha, and therefore he'd be potter from the Chiv? You know what, Yechiel? That depends upon another chakir. How does Kimlei Rabbi work? You know, does Kimlei Rabbi name mean that I'm completely exonerated from the second chiyuv? If I'm not mistaken, he's still chayiv in the second chiyuv. And the nafkamina will be if, let's say, we can't mete out the punishment to him for whatever reason. There was an asra, a faceless, and no edim. So in such a case, I think he's chayiv, and he will have to pay the damages. So even though the Mishnah says in Mabukama that Amadlik Skilisha Havero part of Mishnisha Mishchai Benavsho, but that for that you have to really be holding heavy in Eilun Aris, you know, the third pair of Ksubis, because there are various innuendos here. But you're right, in theory that would be a great case. Let's say he would be parted from Chiyuv on the Gneva because he's Mishchai Benavsho. In such a case, could he be a Shliach for the Mishaleh? And all that is because we're operating in a mechanical world, if you follow what I mean. You know, we're asking, what is chotzer? And Ravina tells me that a chotzer is a lav bar chiyuva. I mean, you could have come up with any number of descriptions or definitions of a chotzer. And Ravina, that's where the hatchet fell in Ravina's frame of reference, that a chotzer is a lav bar chiyuva. If you find someone who's a lav bar chiyuva, then we're going to derive shlichus from a chotzer. Okay. Now, if you can fast forward to Yesha Hikshu, no, that we did yesterday, I'm sorry. Okay, this is Rav Shimon Shkop. Now, if you take a look at a paragraph that says Yesha Tirates, yeah, are we on the same page? Do you also have Tofayin Gimel if I want to go a little beyond? Well, that's the last page you have is Tofayin Beis. That's the last one. All right. Now, whenever I learn, Rav Shimon Shkop, I'm in absolute trepidation. So I'm telling you now that this is not at all an exception to the rule, but I just want to give it a shot. Yesha Tirates. Again, we're trying to understand the Gemara's objection to Ravina, that according to you, Ravina, if it's all Labar Chayuva, there is Shlichus, then let her be a Shliach. He says, Din Ein Shlich Dvaver Nemar Bi Yisodo Le'inyan P'tur HaMishaleach Mi Onesh. In other words, Rav Shimon Shkop wants to focus on two different dimensions of Shlichus. One dimension of Shlichus is onshin, and in the case of an avera, we have to determine whether shlucho shalom kimoso, and kimoso means that the mishalech is chayav in onshin. Then there's another dimension of shlichus, which has nothing to do with onshin, and that's the efficacy or the legal qualification or verification of whatever the shliach is doing. So the shliach has the authority or
the parameters of creating a kinyan, let's say in the case of gneva, and possibly to not only make the kinyan on behalf of the mishalech, but also to be mechayev the mishalech in the onshin, to hold him morally responsible. So there's like two dimensions. There's the legal responsibility of the mishalech, with the legal advantages that accrue to the mishalech through the shlichus, and then there's the moral and punishment element that also might accrue to the mishalech. Here's where the din of Ein Shlich Levera divides into two. He says, din Ein Shlich Yisod Abinyan Ptur HaMishalech B'Onshin. So we're not necessarily removing the entire entity or enterprise of shlichus. We're only saying that Ein Shlich Levera means we cannot hold the mishalech responsible morally for the action of the shliach. Hey Yosu Mosel Shliach Koach Achrayus Maisez Zev V'Dover Mosel Shliach Lasus Olalachto is therefore Kevishev Shel Chayev Es Hamshaleach V'Mokom Es Hashliach V'Mokom Hashaleach Nimtza Shehemid Bardas B'Mekomo. Okay. He says the following: that what is the purpose of Ein Shliach Lever? What's the thrust of it? The thrust of it is to say that since the shliach is morally responsible, therefore we can exempt the mishaleach. And what that means is that all punishments will now be imposed on the shliach, correct? Now what that means is that not only will the shliach at this point become responsible, or shall we say punishable, but he's also going to now take on any legal implications of that maisa. That's what he calls hein legabe achrayus ve hein legabe chiyuv tashlumin. So what we're going to remove from the mishaleach is both the achrayus, which means the moral responsibility, is no longer culpable because the shliach is not standing in his place. The shliach is standing in his own place. He's a ben das. And number two, any repercussions of that shlichus, which means what he calls a chiv tashlumin, that will also be, we will alleviate the mishaleach from that chiv tashlumin. Avol be'ish v'yevet sha'achshav einam b'nei chiyuva chayav v'mishalei kevon shalei inyan achrayus habamonis ala maisa lohemid ha-shliach shiyehei kamoso shalohemid shliach shu kamoso shechayav b'tashlum. I'm changing a little bit the syntax here, the grammatical form. Hopefully I'm not doing any damage to Reb Shimon Shko. In other words, Reb Shimon is saying the following: you, through shlichus, have to find a replacement for yourself. That's the secret magical formula that underlies shlichus. As far as onshim is concerned, you cannot find a replacement for yourself because the shliach himself is responsible for those onshim. He's morally culpable and he's a ben das. However, there's another level of shlichus, and that is not moral responsibility, but the legal act itself and its significance. And here too, shlichus will operate if you can appoint someone who can be viewed as your proxy, so to speak, as your bar chikoi, you know, to replace you. What the Gemara thinks about an isha, if she was sent as a shliach to steal something, is not that the mishalech should be chayev in onshim. Okay, you have to know exactly what punishment would be meted out here. Maybe it's malchus, and for that you have to learn mesechta malchus. Because the shliach himself is an independent agent as far as onshim is concerned. He's a bardas and he makes his own decision.
So we will remove responsibility on a legal, on an ethical level, in terms of reward and punishment, from the mishaleach, and rather the shliach himself is an independent agent. But what about the chiyuv tashlumin? That's already an issue of legality. That's already an issue of kinyanim. Can the shliach now serve, even though it's a dvar avera, as the shliach vis-a-vis chiyuv mamon, or call it chiyuv tashlumin? So again, Rav Shimon is not understanding the way we understood that the tashlumin themselves is an onish in itself. He's learning that tashlumin is simply a result of the fact that you made a kinyan on someone else's property, and all the repercussions that flow from that because of the law of kinyanim. Now, when it comes to the laws of tashlumin, guess what? I have news for you, Mr. Mishaleach. The Isha is not an independent agent. She's not, so to speak, a free agent as far as Chiyuv Tashlumin is concerned, because even if she would make a Kinyan Gneva, let's say where she wasn't the Shliach, she would still not pick up any of the legal repercussions of that Kinyan. She doesn't pay, and she's not liable in a court of law, if you follow what I mean. She's not collectible, if there's such a word. She's not suable, I don't know, whatever the word is. So let's read it inside. He says, "Al Isha she'achshav eina bar chiyuva, she cannot be held responsible for tashlumei mamon, is then chayav mishaleach. Why? Because it's not like the mishaleach set up someone who independently would take on all those chiyuvei mamon. She doesn't have those chiyuvei mamon. So as far as the chiyuvei mamon are concerned, which are generated and emerged from this maisa." Lohemid shliach shehei kemoso. In other words, the shliach is not in the same position as the mishaleach. As far as legal, I'm sorry, scratch that. As far as moral responsibility is concerned, the shliach is no less morally responsible than the mishaleach. So if I set up someone who's morally independently responsible, then all that responsibility falls on the shoulders of the shliach, and that's called ein shliach l'varver. But at least as far as the tashlumei mamon are concerned, here there would be shlichus, because I'm not setting up someone who has the same status as I do vis-a-vis the chiyuv tashlumin. She doesn't have the chiyuv tashlumin. So basically, I think where Rav Shimon Shkup is breaking new ground here by breaking shlichus down into two component parts. And that's the way I understand this Rav Shimon. Did anybody follow me? I feel like today, I don't know, because it's Thursday, I don't know. I'll just quickly read the next few lines here. Yesha Kosvu. Now this is another one in the Achronim. Oh, what time is it? Ooh, I didn't realize it. Okay, fine. That's already a different mahalach. So I just want to point out to you that if our reading of Rav Shimon is correct, he's totally changing the meaning of the Gemara, halacha lemaisa. He's saying that even in the Hava meaning of the Gemara, she'll get Malkus. The Gemara never had a question for that. Ein shliach l'dvar avera as far as Ochim are concerned. But what the Gemara wanted to say is, yesh shliach l'dvar avera, if this dvar avera has legal dimensions to it, and in which case that she's operating like a chotzer, not just for the Avera of Gneva, but also for the Kinyane Gneva that set up a Chiv Tashlumin, here we make a difference between Isha and everybody else. Anybody else would, through this Avera, incur the Chiv Tashlumin. She is the exception to the rule. And insofar as she's an exception to the rule, she's a perfect candidate to be a Shliach as far as the Tashlumei Mamon are concerned. And here you don't apply the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Of course, in Hilchas Tashlumei Mamon, as a result of the Kinyan, she doesn't have that Chiyuv Tashlumin. She wasn't included in the whole parasha of Kinyanei Gneva, because she's not collectible. So therefore, what the Gemara had a Havamina here in attacking Ravina was that if you send an Isha, then she's going to have to pay the Tashlumin. Now, excuse me, starting in. That if you sent an Isha to steal something, then she would be the one who would suffer the punishments. That's undeniable.
And even Ravina would agree to that, because, you know, she's not a shliach kemoso, she's a shliach on her own, you know, so she's not kemoso in the sense that she's replacing him. But as far as the chiv tashlumin, that's where the Gemara thinks that Ravina would have to recognize that shlichus is valid. And that would mean that the mishaleach therefore would have to pay kefel or whatever. I mean, you have to discuss whether kefel is an onish or not. I mean, that's a different... Okay then? So that's what we have over here for today.